SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. President Trump says his plan to end the war in Ukraine has been fine-tuned, adding he is sending envoy Steve Witkoff to meet with Russian leader Vladimir Putin. The president also is suggesting he might meet with Putin and Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky once negotiations are in progress. Talks have been ongoing with U.S. and Ukrainian officials meeting in Geneva. Meanwhile, at those talks, French President Emmanuel Macron says progress is there, but a lot of work remains to be done.
We are clearly at a crucial juncture. Negotiations are getting a new impetus. We should seize this momentum, not because there is reason for alarm, but because there is finally a chance to make real progress toward a good peace. But the absolute condition for a good peace, a set of very robust security guarantees, and not paper guarantees.
FBI contacting Democratic lawmakers who appeared in a video calling for American troops to not follow illegal orders.
The Pentagon has already announced that it is investigating Democratic Senator Mark Kelly of Arizona over potential violations of military law. President Donald Trump accused the lawmakers of sedition, punishable by death in a social media post.
This is a scare tactic by him.
Democratic Senator Alyssa Slotkin of Michigan.
The president's reaction and the use of the FBI against us is exactly why we made the video.
The Democratic senator also says that she is beefing up security for her family to ward off potential threats to their safety. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Weather causing problems as the holiday season getting underway. Tornadoes in the Houston area Monday. Heavy rain in parts of Mississippi, Alabama, and Georgia. And in North Dakota, some heavy snowfall. This is SRN News. There's a new book about abortion, and it's for kids.
Pro-choice activists Amelia Bonow and Rachel Kessler are the authors. The book is titled Abortion is Everything and is aimed at 5 to 8-year-olds. The authors say their work, quote, frames abortion as the actualization of a uniquely human superpower, our capacity to imagine the future and make choices that lead us toward the life we envision. Abortion is a tool that allows human beings to shape our destinies and which has shaped the entire world. Unquote. Michael Harrington reporting.
President Trump's administration is promoting efforts to work with Nigeria's government to counter violence against Christians by Muslim terrorist groups. Following a meeting with Nigerian leaders, War Secretary Pete Hegseth says the Pentagon is working with Nigeria to end the persecution of Christians. He says Nigeria must demonstrate commitment and take urgent action to stop the attacks. This is SRN News. The White House pushing back against Biden-era regulations on soot emissions. Here's Bob Agnew.
The Environmental Protection Agency finalized a rule last year that imposed strict standards for soot pollution, saying that reducing fine particle matter from motor vehicles and industrial sources could prevent thousands of premature deaths every year. In a court filing this week, the EPA said the Biden-era rule was unlawful and done, in its words, without the rigorous stepwise process that Congress required. Bob Agnew reporting.
Real estate software company RealPage agreed to stop sharing non-public information between landlords as part of a settlement with a Justice Department. Federal prosecutors had accused RealPage of helping property managers to illegally drive up rents around the country. DOJ announced that settlement with more than after a year of federal prosecutors filing an antitrust suit. More details at srnnews.com.